Today, on this second Sunday of Easter, we celebrate Divine Mercy. We recall the words that Jesus said to Saint Faustina Kowalska of Poland, that his words to her to tell others of his divine mercy. He taught her the Divine Mercy chaplet, taught her to have the image of Divine Mercy, which is actually behind me, to have that done to tell people of Christ's divine mercy. It was only in the year 2000 that was finally proclaimed as this second Sunday of Easter would be the day to celebrate Divine Mercy. And what a wonderful gift that has been given to us. But it is relatively new, having this feast day. We hear a lot about Christ's divine mercy in the gospel today. And there's actually a couple different ways in which we see divine mercy. I've talked about being taught to us today. The first is as Jesus appeared to his disciples, the message that he gives on the actual day of Easter. He told his disciples, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And he breathes on his disciples and then tells them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Jesus proclaiming that divine mercy available to everyone who seeks it. That's both the simple, most simple and yet so difficult thing, I think, about divine mercy. So simple that we don't have to do a darn thing to deserve it. Jesus simply offers it. But so difficult in that we don't always go for it, do we? We don't always make ourselves available to be able to receive that divine mercy. It's there. But I think our pride so often gets in our way. It is our pride, this idea in our minds that, well, I know best about myself. I know best what I need. Nobody else needs to tell me what to do or what I shouldn't have done or all these different things. And then because of that pride, we miss out. We don't take advantage of that divine mercy. It seems to me that was pride that gets in Thomas's way. And that's the second way in which we hear about divine mercy today in this gospel. Because Thomas wasn't there on Easter Sunday when Jesus appeared the first time. And so Thomas says, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." He's so adamant. Like, no. I know Jesus. I know that Jesus was dead. You're not going to convince me unless I see it for myself. You're not going to convince me that Jesus is alive. You're not going to be able to tell me anything different. His own preconceived notions, his own pride, prevented him from being able to come to really truly believe in the miracle of the resurrection. And perhaps he himself had a certain lack of faith, a lack of belief. But the real true point is, the next week, 1 week from Easter, just as it is today, Jesus comes and stood in their midst again and said, "Peace be with you." And then he makes Thomas eat his words, doesn't he? "Put your finger here. See my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." And for all the gusto that Thomas had the week before, all he can bring himself to say this week is, "My Lord and my God." In a way, Thomas is kind of coming before Jesus and saying, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Please forgive me." He's finally letting his pride down. He's allowing himself to come receive that forgiveness that he needs. How often do we let our own pride get in our way, preventing us from coming before Jesus? Our own preconceived notions of what it means, of what we have done about our lives, our own unbelief, our own lack of faith. But Jesus invites us to come before him anyway. He offers his divine mercy. We have this awesome opportunity today to receive all the more mercy. Today, this afternoon, we'll have a celebration here at Mary Immaculate of divine mercy from 1 to 4. A chance to receive forgiveness, sacrament, to pray before our Blessed Sacrament, before the Blessed Sacrament here in this church. Let us not fear, let us not be prideful, but let us come before Jesus and believe.